Greg, it is very emotional here today. Your family's here. Brooke is here, obviously. After 29 years working at WWJ, you are one of the best storytellers on the air in Detroit.
Uh-oh. And now you're expecting a good story.
And some of the stories that you've shared over the years are terrific. What really, some of them that stand out to you, we want to hear them.
Well, you know, the one story I was thinking of, it seems like, for the cliche, but yesterday, my first day here, it was actually August 6th of 1990, and I was pretty scared, I must admit. Jeff Gilbert was here. He was the assistant news director at the time. And this was my first all-news format job. And so it was big pressure. And what I remember in those days, long before the digital and the computers, everything, of course, was on tapes that looked like 8-track tapes, carts.
Yep.
And bringing them in. A lot of days you thought you were going to drop them, and sometimes you did.
And you did.
And what I remember is I was so nervous. Jeff was actually behind me handing me each cart as we went along. And I remember that like it was yesterday. There's so many great things and so many, you know, things that happened over the years on the air. The opportunity to talk with celebrities and politicians. Sometimes things did not really go all that well. I think of a couple of interviews.
Any that stand out?
Well, there's one in particular. If anybody remembers the movie Patch Adams.
Yes.
And that was based
Robin Williams,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That was based on a real person. And as it turns out, the guy was really in town. And so I asked him, hey, what did you think about that portrayal by Robin Williams? And he got all upset. Why are you asking me about that? Talk about my real life. Uh-huh. So you never know how people are going to react. Interviewing Snoop Dogg was another highlight for me when I said, you know, we don't usually play Drop It Like It's Hot on WWJ, Snoop. That was one of the few times I think I ever got to play it. And I said, you know, we're all news. And he said, that's cool, baby. I am the news.
That's right. Well, and it's true.
According to Snoop.
You know, during your tenure here, five presidents have been in office while you've been an anchor here at News Radio 950. Some that stand out, some of the most memorable. I have to tell the audience that your impression of Bill Clinton is probably the best impersonation I've ever heard.
I don't know if it's appropriate for a news guy to do impressions, but, well, I'm so glad that you asked me about that because, you know, everything that's happening in Washington right now, I bet you all wish you had me back. That's what's going on. I do feel your pain when I see this. Yes,
that's so good. Still makes me laugh. You have been obviously a legend to many of people in Detroit who follow Detroit radio. When I came here, when I first started, you taught me everything. You've taught a lot of people here how to run the board. You've taught a lot of people how to report. You're so generous with that. Why is that?
It's very important to me. I mean, if there's any legacy, I want to know that I have passed the torch, as they said. So many people today have told me something that would be the ultimate compliment, which is, you know, I learned, and you told me this, I've learned everything about this business from you. And the one thing person said, I don't know anything about news. This is somebody on radio. I really don't. I just tell them, turn on the radio and listen to Greg Bowman. And that's the way it should be done. And, you know, I tell other people too, a lot of it is just, you know, showing up. Just, you know, show up. You've got to go in and try not to complain about everything, even though there's so many things that are worthy of complaint sometimes. And, you know, the listeners, remember, we forget sometimes, it's about the people that we are serving, the audience, and, you know, we're telling stories, and we like to let, you know, I still get a kick out of it. Here's what's going on, and I want you to know this, and especially if people are driving around, well, maybe we've saved them some time. We took them out of danger. We took them out of a bad accident. We let them know stormy weather was coming. You know, those are important things. And hopefully, you know, we have a couple of light stories and things, too, so everything can't be gloom and doom.
The biggest news story you ever reported on here?
Oh, that's, you know, that is a tough one. Actually, Northwest Flight 255, the crash there, that was right before I started here. Actually, I was at a different place.
Yeah, you've been a journalist for a long time.
But, you know, we were live at the auto show, and the first Persian Gulf War broke out. And so here we are broadcasting, you know, I'm trying to broadcast live, talk about the auto show, and let people know what's going on with that. You know, the of course, 9/11, all of it. It's just been quite a ride. I can't believe it's been, you know, almost 30 years. Some things have changed. The technology has changed. But what we do, despite all of the social media and all the new technology, you know, at radio, it's still here. We're still very important. And, you know, I mean, people, you get in your car and you still turn the radio on.
Are you going to miss it?
I'm sure I will. I'm still going to be popping in on occasion, by the way, filling in, maybe for you, maybe for some other people. So
That's good to hear.
Won't get rid of me completely, but I will see you all on the radio. So thank you all here, and you know, thanks for listening.
Well, I think I can speak for everybody here in the newsroom. It has been an absolute honor to work with you, Greg. You are an incredible teacher. You are an incredible talent. You have a great heart. You're a great father, wonderful husband, and it's just been a pleasure to work with you, and I feel very grateful that I've had that opportunity.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. Thanks, Greg.